Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
Welcome to episode 259 of the Super Mega Cast, everyone.
Woo!
Yippee-i-o.
Yippee-i-o. That is incredible. You know, every week we're just knocking it out of the park, climbing the ladder higher and higher.
Yeah, we're the number zero podcast because we went so far above the top spot of one that now we're like, it's this cool new kind of place they put the greatest podcast and the most listened to podcast and the most interesting podcast.
And don't think that zero means that it's like bad. Zero is actually before one.
Yeah. And so it's like before all of creation, this is like the foundation of what every podcast is built from,
mm-hmm.
is the Super Mega Cast.
Sorry, Joe Rogan. We knocked him down to, I think, 98.
Yeah.
But now it feels good being on top, baby. You know, feels pretty damn good.
It's a
good.
Permanent spot, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. So thank you so much to everyone who's listening for getting us to number zero on the charts.
Yep.
Such an honor. And
I'm just so excited to see what else we can accomplish.
And I'm glad that Spotify gave us Joe Rogan's deal. You know, that was a lot. That was a lot of money. I haven't even seen how much is in my bank account now, dude. It's probably $20-30 million.
There's some zeros in there. You know,
there's a couple extra zeros, you know.
Zeros.
Oh, yeah. But that's pretty epic.
Yeah.
How you been, Ryan?
I've been all right.
Justin just left town.
He has, but he will be back eventually very soon, even though those two words, and eventually very soon, doesn't sound like they go together too well.
But yeah,
he is coming back soon.
Justin's coming, baby.
Yeah. He's... And we're going to record more Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Sonic Heroes, right?
Yep.
And we just finished
he did not seem excited about.
No, but we just finished,
and he didn't like Adventure 2.
I liked it. Oh, I liked watching it.
Yeah,
we just did the dark because we did the hero story, and that's on YouTube. Me, Ryan, and Justin, and then now we just recorded all the dark story plus the third ending, the canonical ending. And that'll be like 9 or 10 episodes, and that's coming out at the beginning of September. So keep your eyes peeled.
Boom! 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 Boom!
It was very fun. I thought the very funny episodes,
but. Yeah, since he left, I'm playing the new Ratchet and Clank Rift in Time.
Ooh,
which is very really good.
It's got
I really
the sexy
liked it. So fun.
The sexy girl in it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Woo. Talking about the yellow robot.
Yeah. No, is she a robot?
One of them is.
She's like
one
an
of
animal.
One of the new characters is.
Yeah. Sexy as fuck.
The robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm robosexual. you know what I'm saying?
She is pretty thick. Well, she gets thick, but I don't want to spoil too much.
Thick with two C's?
Hell yeah.
Like the meme way of spelling it?
Oh, yeah. I recommend the game. Very fun. I'm getting my ass kicked in Demon's Souls.
Ooh.
I just told Matt I worked my way, it was like 30, 45 minutes of getting through this level to be like stabbed by 7 different enemies that hopped out of like a corner or some shit. And so now I'm back at the beginning, so I had to just pause and I'm like, I'll just do it again later.
God damn.
It's very defeating. But that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So then when you overcome it, it's even more of a reward. But like that's the biggest thing. Nothing makes me feel more discouraged. I'm just like, I'm turning it off right now. Then when I get far in a game and I die and I have to restart, I'm like, I'll do this later. I'm doing this later. I'm not doing it again right now. I have to like rebuild my energy for it.
But I guess that's like the draw to like the Demon's Souls specifically. But that's why I also really like Sekiro because the Buddha statues are very forgiving in terms of checkpoints. Like you have multiple throughout a level. Whereas usually I'm guessing in like the Dark Souls or Demon Souls games or just the Soulsborne games, they're like a lot less frequent.
Yeah.
Like checkpoints. So I played a little bit of, I played like half of Bloodborne, maybe.
I'd like to try Demon Souls, but I just know that I don't think that's a game that I'd be any good at.
It is.
If I can't play fucking Sonic or something, dude, I'm not gonna be able to play Demon Souls.
It's a rough one. Cause sometimes like if you go in there as a beginner and you're just kind of like, not even if you're not on your toes, it's just like they just set you up to fail. So it's like, haha, you died, but now you know what's going to happen if you do this.
Mm.
Like you'll be walking up some steps and all of a sudden a giant boulder comes barreling towards you at high speed. And you're like, and your character runs like very slowly or like is very slow. And I didn't. So you're trying to run down the stairs, but you have like no time to get out of the way. But then you learn later that you can just activate it, then run your ass down.
Trial and error, yeah.
Yeah, but then you start from the very beginning again.
Oh, see, that's so frustrating. But I imagine
like
when you
stupid
beat
death like that,
when you beat bosses and shit, it's got to be the best feeling.
I haven't beaten a boss yet. I haven't even beaten one boss yet.
All right, Rhino Hazard.
Okay, whatever, dude.
I thought you were good at video games, dude.
I was almost to the boss. I think I passed a lot of shit.
Ooh.
Helped this dude out that was like, help me, dude. Then I helped him, and then he just roamed around this area for no reason. I was like, oh, he gave me like an item or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of like a little dude asking me for help last night.
Little dude asked you for help?
Yeah, little tiny dude about 2 feet tall. No, I went to round one last night, and there was a guy that works there with like very long, like blue hair. And when I came in, I saw him sitting at the bar. I guess he was off the clock, but he was absolutely obliterated.
Just drunk.
Yeah. Like you know, when you see some people, you're like, oh my God, that person's drunk.
Yeah.
And he kept drinking. And then one time we made eye contact and he flipped off the whole room of people like sitting down eating. And I was like, oh, dude, this dude. And he looked at some girl that was sitting by herself. He's like, we should totally make out.
And he had long blue hair
mm-hmm.
and he worked at round one.
Yeah. He had a round one uniform on. But, you know, I was like, oh man, I don't want to deal with someone like that. End of the night, I go to walk back to my car. Guess who is sitting crumpled up against my car in the parking lot? Yeah. Just sitting up against my car, just like with his
just
head in his
hands.
Just
by chance?
Just by chance. Like he couldn't walk or anything. And he was up against my car. And I was like, God damn it. I don't want to. So I just started setting off my car alarm from far away to see if he'd get up. Did it for about 6 minutes. He didn't move.
Really?
Yeah. And then, like, finally, I just walked over, and he got up and stumbled away. And as I'm getting my car...
As you were walking over.
Yeah, and I, as I'm getting my car, I just hear him go, anybody got a cigarette?
What the fuck?
And I just got and drove away. It was weird.
Jesus.
Dude, like...
How young was this dude, or was he, like, an older guy with long blue hair?
Looks like he'd be, like, 22, 23.
Oh, gee, okay.
Just somewhere in the 20s. It's either, like, you know, he could be, like, 29, just age as well, or, you know, just, like, 24, something, mm-hmm. something like that. I had another awkward experience this week.
I was about to say, that's not the one that you were referencing because we were recording a video and you said you wanted to save a certain story for the podcast. And
yeah.
So I've been lying in wait, waiting for Matt to tell this story. And I'm excited, as should all of you be.
Yeah, so Saturday I was at the Glendale Galleria,
the Americana,
the outdoor, you know, nice little like park area. It has like restaurants and movie theater.
Cheesecake Factory.
So I went to like a little Italian deli to get lunch and I got a sandwich and you know, I'm sitting outside and one thing that the Americana always has every time I go, it's like a guarantee, is they always have like, there's people walking around really cute Pomeranians. Like I always see cute Pomeranians and I love Pomeranians.
Did you step on a Pomeranian?
No. I love Pomeranians so much.
See, I'm trying to guess it.
One of my favorite dogs is a Pomeranian.
Yeah.
Did
it bite you?
No. I was sitting there enjoying my lunch and there's a table like 10 feet away from me and there's two Husky Pomeranian mixes sitting under.
What does that look like? Husky Pomeranian.
Interesting.
Are they still like, are they like medium sized?
Yeah,
dogs?
They're still pretty small. They have like a huskyish face, but you know, they're sitting by the owner's chair and they're really, really cute. And I'm like, oh my God, those are beautiful dogs.
They look like that?
No, not that cute.
Oh.
That
like this?
No. They didn't look that cute.
So they're just ugly?
Well, I took a picture to send my friend because she also loves Pomeranians. So we'll send pictures when we see like a really good one in public.
Oh, you took a picture and she didn't like the fact you took a picture of her dogs.
No. I sat there and I was like, just I zoomed in. I snapped like three or four pictures.
Were they near where she was sitting?
Yeah, near where she was sitting, but I was zoomed in on the dogs.
Yes.
And
but it looked like your camera's pointing.
But then she like looks at me and stares at me and makes eye contact. And then I realized she was breastfeeding.
Oh, wait, did you tweet about this?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought I saw you tweet about.
Then I realized she was breastfeeding and I was like, oh, fuck. Fuck. Like, it literally looks like I'm just sitting there taking pictures of a woman breastfeeding in public.
I know.
And she looks at me and stares at me. And I look away and I'm like trying to like act natural and do that thing where I kind of
like.
Were
you with anyone?
I was with my friend Christian, yeah.
Oh.
He didn't know though because he had his back to her. But you know, it's like.
What was that anxiety?
Then
like?
I did that thing where like.
What was that anxiety like the moment?
Oh, my heart dropped. And then like I did that thing where like I kind of like scanning my eyes back like a minute later and eye contact again. I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude.
Yeah. And she immediately stopped breastfeeding and like took the baby out and like stopped breastfeeding and stuff.
Dude, that's fucked. That is, I'm physically cringing.
Yeah.
Dude, that was cringe, bro.
She was sitting with a friend.
Dude.
So like,
did the friend start looking at you too?
No, but to play it off, like I went back inside and then when I walked out, I was like, hey, are those Pomeranian Husky mixes? They're so cute. I've been obsessed with them. And then I like asked their names and pet the dogs. So it's like,
oh, did they seem nice once you did that?
Yeah.
Or were they still? Was she still kind of?
She didn't.
Like,
she didn't talk to me, but her friend did.
Oh, was she still kind of like look like?
She didn't look like any kind of way. She just didn't say anything. So I was like trying to like, you know, kind of show that I was really into the dogs. Not those dogs, but
he was filming me while I was breastfeeding.
Hey, baby, I wasn't trying to take a picture of those puppies. Yeah, but that was my great awkward experience this weekend.
Awful, dude.
And when I realized, it was just like the worst feeling. It's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. The only thing would have made it better is if she like was like, hey, are you filming me breastfeeding? Like that would have really been a great experience that I'd always remember. It would have made a better podcast.
I was filming the dogs.
Yeah,
you were.
And then she flashes her tits at me and she goes, how do you like these puppies?
And then you pull out your phone and then you take another picture and it goes, shh.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, hey, why'd you do that? And you're like, public space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think it should be illegal for women to breastfeed in public. I think that it's disgusting. I think that it's immoral. And I think that as a society, we should not let it happen. We should shame and
it's
actually
abhorrent
physically
behavior.
It is. And we should physically hurt people that do it.
We should.
That's like, just my opinion. So
I think if you see a woman breastfeeding at the top of, you know, like a set of stairs or something,
you know what to do.
Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, it's just disgusting that women would do that in public. Like, come on. You think I want to see that?
I don't whip out my penis and milk myself in public.
Yeah. So they can do it. But when I do it, all of a sudden I'm in jail and I'm offending people. Come on. Double standards much?
Stupid.
I love people that like, I love like the dudes that are like genuinely offended by women breastfeeding in public.
Like your dad?
I don't know if my dad is, but it's a lot of like
your
older
dad gets
dudes.
Out the binoculars.
Just a guy sitting there, binoculars like 5 feet away from a woman. No, it's like.
Ooga. It's like, ooga. Sir, get away from me.
It's the same guys that'd be like, yeah, I wish, you know, I could see it. That woman's breasts. Oh, gross. She's, oh, nasty. It's a way of keeping women down, Ryan. They're trying to keep them humble and they're trying to keep them. That's something they should do in their bedroom with their baby.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So speaking of breastfeeding, you know, 90 Day Fiancé, I'm watching. There's a guy from Nigeria. I think I said this in Sonic, but he breastfed until he was 9. And he willingly gives that information. He's like, and I would suck on and play with the breasts. And that's why I like big boobs. And he said that's why he liked big boobs, because he would suck on and play with his mom's breasts.
That's so fucked. So fucked.
Brian, are you seriously saying Nigeria's culture is fucked? is that what you want to go with?
I mean, that,
no, that, I don't think that's even normal in Nigeria. I think most people stop most cultures, I think, don't continue breastfeeding their child after it's like a young toddler.
Yeah.
Like, and I saw a video on Reddit yesterday on like r/ that's insane, where it was a woman at a music festival spraying breast milk out of both her tits on people and like dancing around and spraying a lot.
Were people like, ah.
Yeah, yeah. Someone got down.
Come on, dude. And humans are fucked, dude. But that's why we're so epic.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we want to build some shopping malls. Bah!
Mm-hmm.
Tear out a fucking forest.
Yeah, I mean, you could grow more trees.
We need some concert space.
Sorry, people with small one-story houses that can't afford to move.
We need an awesome center here so we can host shows.
When Super Mega Live comes, where are they supposed to perform? Because we need the biggest arena. And we don't have an arena big enough.
Nope.
We don't have a Coliseum that can fit up to 100,000 people.
Madison Square Garden who?
Exactly. Exactly. I just think that that's why we don't go to small towns. Because, you know, we don't want to overrun their humble little town with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. It would break the economy and everything there. They'd run out of food. Yeah. It would break the internet. I can't believe that there was that that famous like Freddie Mercury AIDS concert. How many people were there? Was it over 1 million were in the audience? We watched a video of it at that bar in Japan. Remember that guy had it on? And then he showed us his music video. The old Japanese guy, he showed us his music video.
Which I want to go back to that bar again. It was fun.
I have no way to find it. If I was in that little part of Tokyo, I'd recognize the street.
I'd be able to, because Shinjuku is so small. Well,
Shinjuku. It was on like the back streets, but it was.
Yeah, but well, it was still like, it was in the back streets, but it wasn't that far off into the back streets. It was still like I remember it was just hard because it specifically didn't have like a light up sign.
It felt like it really felt like a place in Yakuza 0, like
where,
a little map.
Where it only existed just and now it's something else and we'll never see it again. Some other guys.
Well, you had to go up. Remember, you had to go up the stairs to get up there, and it was the steepest, narrowest stair passageway. And I mean, like,
there were touristy type people there already.
Yeah.
When I showed up. So mm-hmm. like, I feel like it would be easy to.
He
find.
Gave us the snake sake. It was like a. It was a jar of sake with like a huge dead snake in it, like not pickled, but like preserved by the alcohol. And we had some interesting flavor. I had a dream about a snake last night, about a big snake. I've been having a lot of snake dreams, a lot of alligator dreams.
Was it about your big snake?
No. I mean, that's what most women have dreams about now. But, you know, I really... Maybe it's because I saw a video of a big snake yesterday, so then I had a dream about it. But once again, I had the dream where it's the last day of high school, and I'm trying to clear out my locker and like get to my bus in time, and it's like the end of the day, and I'm like, wow, holy shit. But this time, I was aware of my dreams in the past of this, and I was like, I'm so happy this is finally happening, because I've had so many dreams about this. I'm so happy that like this one's not a dream, and I'm finally my last day of high school, and I got to go catch my bus. And it's the first time I actually like fully secured like my backpack, and I wasn't leaving anything behind, and I felt good. And you know, I was walking, and I was like, this can't be a dream. Nope, it's not. This is the real
you're
deal.
You're like, I'm like,
it's finally happening. I'm glad it's not that dream I keep having.
You like, you imagined your successes and stuff in LA, and like, you're just back here again, and you're like, okay, I know what to do.
Yeah, well, LA didn't even exist. Like, none of that existed.
But, like, when you're thinking about your dream, you didn't think of, like,
no,
any of that?
I only thought of, like, the present, me in the present moment where I was. And I was like, I finished high school. I can't believe. We're done. We did it, guys. And I couldn't find my bus. And I kept being like, it's awesome. This is finally happening. And this one's not that dream. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, God, stop. Brain, stop giving me that fucking dream. It's annoying.
How accepting would you
be? It's boring.
How accepting would you be if in the middle of a day, like you're just kind of like walking across the street and all of a sudden you're just like, your consciousness is and everything is transported to like graduation, everyone around you. We did it. We graduated today. And like it just stayed there.
I would fucking hate that, dude.
I would
absolutely hate that so much. Everyone good that I've met in my life as an adult, basically like everyone good I've met like as an adult, all like some of the best experiences as an adult. And it's like they'd be gone.
I've thought about like how hard it would be like to just like try to make certain relationships happen again, like friendships.
Would you still have memories of LA and stuff? Or is it just boom?
Let's say you did. Let's say you did.
I'd try to find all the people that.
Right?
Yeah, I'd try to find everyone.
But in doing that, like, would it, you know?
Hey, so maybe in like a parallel universe, we were boyfriend and girlfriend, but now I got transported back. Like,
this is how you get me
years?
Back into Super Mega? Yeah.
Hey, you're actually my husband in an alternate timeline. You sound crazy. Like, just, hey, you know, we actually slept together in a parallel universe. So maybe like we could
you'd be telling
do that
me
again.
This is like high school math. You'd be telling this to like post, like just a year post high school Ryan.
No, I'm talking to a girl, not you.
But you're talking to, bro, this is how you're getting me back into Super Mega.
I didn't say that. I'm talking to ladies.
What?
And I'm like, hey, yeah. We end up having sex.
You think about ladies. You don't think about your boys.
Ryan, if I
saving your boys.
If I hit you up, you're not going to respond to me. You're going to be like, this crazy guy just messaged me saying that in a parallel universe, he just got transported from 6 years in the future and he's back in high school now. And we're supposed to be make a channel together on YouTube.
True.
Well, what would you do? You'd ignore it.
I would.
Exactly. So I'd have to wait.
I would.
I'd probably just have to wait.
Would you ever reach out to me to try to like be a like become my friend?
Yeah.
Or would you be like,
Yeah, for sure. I would try to. I think I'd probably just try my best to exactly replicate the path that I did.
Send me pictures of my stepdad and my grandmother. And
the problem is, there's going to be like little bad things I remember along the way that I'm going to want to like change and avoid. Because I'm like, oh, I have another chance. But then changing those little things might completely, you know, change the future that I remember. And then that future's all gone. And I didn't meet these cool people because I did this small, slight butterfly effect change, you know?
That is like...
So it's like the bad shit has to happen.
If I think about it, sometimes that's like the most terrifying aspect of that like thought exercise or whatever is like I would just have to reconnect with everyone. Not only that, but like I'm like just older. Like, how much older would I feel, like, if I were to, like, go from 17 to 27 again?
You're going about a decade, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, almost. Are you going to go to your, is your high school going to have a 10-year reunion?
I don't know. And if I did go, I just feel like it would be very sad.
Well, I mean, you showing up in your Lamborghini with the suits and everything would be pretty cool. With a briefcase that has
it
like,
would make everyone else look sad.
You need to get like a prop briefcase that's like the sides are busting with money sticking out of all, and like it's like swelling up.
Hey, do you guys have a place I can put this?
You guys have a bag check, a valet maybe, where I can put my bags and they're just dropping.
I do little magic tricks for the valets. It's like, oh, what's that? It's like $100 bill. Here's your tip.
I love, dude. I love that. Just reminded me of that one part in our book.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited to work on the book some more
this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're just.
I keep remembering little moments that we wrote, like because honestly, what we need to do is we need to before we start working on it again, sit down and read the whole thing out loud.
Yeah,
so we can like
and change some stuff and rework it.
Absolutely. So I'm stoked, man.
We just need a day, you and me, just you know, smoking on some stogies.
No. Oh yeah, stogies. Absolutely. I thought you were gonna say illegal drugs.
No, of course not. Some stogies.
Fine with the.
I love stogies.
Stogie's such a funny word.
If you do not smoke a stogie, what kind of man are you?
Jackson has a grandpa he calls Papa Cigar because
Papa Stogie.
He always has a big ass unlit stogie in his mouth, always. And when he helped us move out of our college dorm, he just had it in the middle of his mouth and he'd like talk like it would just be bouncing up and down. And that's Papa Cigar. He's always got a cigar.
That's how he feels comfortable. He has an oral fixation.
It would just be wet.
Creepy bastard.
I know.
I'm kidding.
It would be wet and just moist and none for me, thank you.
Mm-mm.
You want to try this stogie, Matthew? It's fucking like oatmeal texture, like soaking wet with spit. You know, I remember the first time I ever smoked a blunt. My friend rolled it.
You didn't feel anything, right?
No, that's the first time I did. This is the first time I actually got high.
Okay.
It was like a backwoods that he emptied out. But then...
Because you always like explain it in two different like areas where it's like the first time you got high, but the first time you smoked up.
First time I smoked was when that kid from my high school came over on my back porch and I took a little hit because I felt awkward or not. And I called my mom afterwards. I was like, Mom, I smoked marijuana.
And then the first time you got high.
But I remember was, with my friend came over and I remember he was like licking the backwoods to like roll it back up to seal it. and just, it was soggy. It was like the whole thing was like dripping wet with spit. I remember this.
It was
a great backwoods, and we went outside in my cul-de-sac and smoked it, and then went inside and watched Neil deGrasse Tyson's Cosmos on my tiny little TV that was like a foot long, and it was awesome.
I think I watched that with like Daniel in high school or like first year of college or something like that.
What is space?
It was just, we watched some Cosmos. They were like, this is insane.
Dude, I love.
Or maybe it was Bill Nye's. Because didn't he do a Cosmos or some shit? Where he talks, or is Bill Nye in that one talking
about? Carl
Sagan
maybe?
Or maybe it's the Carl Sagan one.
Those guys are cool. I love space so much. And there's a YouTube channel.
I watched one of them. I just can't remember.
There's a couple of space YouTube channels I found that I really like. There's one called Destiny. Not the guy that debated JonTron on ethnostates and stuff. But it's just called Destiny. And it's this...
The video game from Bungie?
Well, he has a very deep voice, British voice. He's like, Neptune has oceans of liquid diamonds. And it's like really good graphics and it's awesome. Great channel.
Oi, can you believe that? Can you believe that oceans, if they were... to rise even 1 meter, that it would cover almost the entirety of the world.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. I don't know. That's a lot of water added, but like...
I read
there's a lot of places a meter up from sea level.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck am I thinking?
Or maybe the science of that, it's like that's how much water is added and it shifts and goes in different, like, I don't know.
There's so much fucking water on Earth.
Because then we're talking about like lakes over certain areas over flooding because some places are just like
lowland areas. Or I mean, 2030s, it's supposed to happen.
Like, think about a meter up right now in Charleston.
Oh, yeah. Like, the downtown area of Charleston is below sea level, which is why it floods so much when there's a big storm.
And people go kayaking and shit.
When I was a kid, I remember I went like, I don't know why the fuck my parents let me do this. I just remember I got my bathing suit and I was like swimming in like street water, like all day, like maybe like a foot deep.
Like,
and it's like
spitting it out of your mouth.
It's like ringworms swimming around and like parasites. And like, it was like orangey black. And just, I don't know why my mom's like, yeah, you can go swimming, Matthew, in the fucking chemical ridden street water with parasites. And, you know, it's probably where I got that jock itch.
Oof.
You ever had jock itch, bro?
Yeah.
Shit sucks balls.
Yeah. It's a fungus.
Yeah. I had it in
high
school.
It's athlete's foot.
Shit hurt.
On your crotch.
So it's funny because like athlete's foot jock itch and everywhere else, it's all the exact same thing, but it has a different name for like every single part of your body you get it on.
It's like crabs and lice, right? Or no, mm-hmm. those are.
Yeah, they're the same thing.
Okay.
I don't get how, I've said this before, dude. I don't get why crabs are a problem. Just shave. And then you're done.
Fucking nuts.
Just shave your fucking nuts. Or
in your pubis.
Shave your pussy hole and then you're good. Like, seriously. Like, God, dude, I got a bad, dude, I got crabs. I don't know what to do. And just take a little tiny butane blowtorch down there.
Get them.
Yeah.
I just spray some Windex on your crotch.
Yeah.
Let it sit.
Dude, you have you ever had lice?
No.
You're lucky. I got them in elementary school, like fifth grade. My sister and I got lice because there was like an outbreak at my school.
You had dandruff, though.
Very different. Lice,
yes,
fucking,
of course.
Lice suck. And actually,
and you feel gross when you have them.
I mean, knowing that you have bugs in your fucking hair
and you're just like,
crawling around, it itches. And then fucking on top of that, like, you can't sit on any furniture.
So where do lice like breed?
In your hair.
But so like animals, like,
they lay eggs on your scalp. Like,
so what makes them different from fleas?
They're just different creatures and lice stay in your hair. Fleas just bite you and then jump away.
Fleas usually bite, like, they stay attached to the source. Like, they only jump out because we can't host them. But, like, if they jump on your animal, they usually stay for their lifetime.
Well, lice like to stay and nest in your hair, and it's fucking awful. And I remember the shampoo, like, would not work, like, the special shampoo to kill them. And my mom was so close to, I was going to have to shave my head. And as a fifth grader,
I know.
I had that long, flippy Anthony Padilla hair.
See, as an early 20-year-old, it was fun and exciting because you're changing your appearance, like doing something that you have the, you know, full just ability to do without like worrying about the judgments or anything of like close family or friends.
Right, right.
And it was fun for a show.
Right.
But you said in fifth grade?
Yeah.
In fifth grade, that would be pretty traumatizing.
I mean, like, that's
Like, that's noticed. Like your classmates.
Oh yeah, that's gonna set you aside real fast. Because as an adult, you shave your head. It's not like anyone's really gonna treat you different. But in like fifth grade, the social hierarchy of like schools, like all of a sudden, you know, you are a target. You were. It's like, dude, you got your fucking like he's bald now.
Yeah, I just knew that there were certain like there are certain stereotypes that a lot like if you were to shave your head, you're like you're an asshole type of vibe. And like that's why like a lot of people did like I don't know like the high and tight shaved head. It just like
dude, all the like ROTC haircuts or like the military haircuts are so my I love the high and tight. Yeah, I'll get a high and tight, please. Sounds like a cocktail.
Could you imagine if they like made all the girls do it too?
Why do men have to shave their head like that in the military?
I don't know. How could
what's like, the point?
So wait, if I as a dude were to like put my hair up in a bun. Would that be fine? Because
no, everyone has to get that haircut.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Females don't.
Well, not females, but.
Fem males.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure that the army, I'm sure the United States military is very accepting of those ideas and would let you keep your long hair.
Good. I'm glad that you propagate our military so well.
Oh, I mean, we donate all the Patreon money to the military. $750 billion a year isn't enough. Anyway, let's go to break. I have to piss.
Smans?
Yeah. So we'll be right back. And stay gold, everyone.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ah, those smelly, smelly ad reads are out of the way.
Oh my God, Ryan, I tell you what, that was probably the clearest my urine has been in ages.
Good, we're drinking more water here at the office. We need to get that water cooler thing.
Yeah, it was so much.
Still dangling your mic.
Yeah, it's not it's not connected.
I feel like we've had this problem before.
I
feel like I'm living in like deja vu, except like this, I don't remember making this observation in a while. Has it always been like this?
No, it hasn't. But the problem is I can't put it back on without unplugging the
mic itself.
So I just got to let, so my mic is actually just hanging right now and I'm speaking into it.
Yeah.
Hanging from the arm that it's on. So it's wobbling very slowly. But
we should be good.
Yeah.
Should be good.
That's all good. Let me see if I can get a little bit closer to my...
Damn, boy.
Spinning around. There we go. I think that's good. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Basket.
What?
Nothing.
Dude.
What?
Nothing.
What have you been doing at home? Chilling? Have you been working on any new music?
It's none of your business.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I have been working on music.
Oh, so the moment I mention your music, now you want to fess up and talk about it. Okay.
No, really, I've been working on my place still, like, because I rearranged some rooms.
Is that the name of the album?
My place still. I basically, like, I've lived in my place since, like, April or May, and it's just still not set up to how I want it. So I've been, like, spending a lot of Saturdays and stuff just waking up, spending all day just cleaning or moving things around or
just staring at the walls in anger.
Mm. Yeah, and shaking my fist at the ceiling. I'm finally putting some shit up on my walls. My bedroom, I just cleaned for the first time, and I put up a picture. I really wanted to be a white boy, so I put a Weezer poster on the back of my bedroom door. The Green album.
Nice.
Yeah. So they'll go, oh, you're one of those guys.
Weezer's sick.
I'm seeing Weezer in like 2 weeks.
Live. It's like one of those where it's just like so much nostalgia.
Weezer is so nostalgic sound. For me. Like all that, the sound and just all those songs.
First music video I ever saw was Pork and Beans. I was at Sunset Beach at the time, and for some reason it was on, I think it was on MTV or some shit, but the music video played on the television.
Oh, dude, I love that song and that video just because of the, like, that was the era of YouTube that we started with. So, like, seeing all of those, like, old YouTube memes in that video, it just takes me back to, like, when YouTube was still so small and, like, we were, like, part of, like, that. So, yeah. It's cool. I love them. Remember how much you used to be able to customize your channel?
Oh, it was like a MySpace page.
Yeah, and if you were a partner, you could have, like, a banner on like the side of your videos, and you could customize it like crazy. I spent so long trying to make custom like backgrounds.
You had to fill out this form, or you had to like do something. There was something you had to do in the settings so that you could actually put thumbnails on your video.
That's right. So people that couldn't put custom thumbnails, they'd flash a frame at exactly like the third way point or something. So it would get it'd randomly in a video, just flash like a woman with tits and then just like, why is that? Yeah, I remember. I wish I could have done custom thumbnails as a kid. There was so much. You couldn't upload over 10 minutes. Remember?
Unless you were that, like, signed up for that thing, whatever. I don't know. I can't remember what it was called at the time.
I think it was just, was it Partner?
Something, probably.
Partner?
Okay, Partner.
Or,
are you a Twitch affiliate?
I think it was Partner, but.
Are you partnered on Twitch, Matthew?
That's all I wanted was to be a partner.
And now you've gotten it. The goal is met.
Yeah. But then what?
You could stream, like, you could easily stream, like, music shit. Like,
I've thought about streaming music because it would be really fun to, like, to do streams where I make a song on stream and have to, like, finish it.
Do some, like, DJ shit, except you'd have to be, like, careful.
That's why I would just do a stream where I have to just make music because that won't get copyrighted.
No.
But I should do a stream where I make a rap song. I should, like, rap streams where they help me write it and then.
You have to rap it live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that actually sounds like really fun streams because I don't like playing games that much in front of people. So that's kind of why I don't stream that much. But making music sounds pretty sweet. I have a cool setup for streaming. I just have to set it up.
Oh.
Like I have a cool place, like the desk I got and like the room. It's great. But so I'm stoked for. I'm sure once I'm done setting up my studio, I'll do a test stream.
It's always like one of those things where it's like, I'll eventually get to streaming. And then like you'll pop in maybe if every now and then. And then it's just like,
I'm not a streamer. I don't like consider that my job.
Yeah.
Like a lot of other YouTubers do. Cause I don't know. I've just never been that big into streaming. So I don't know if there's like, I don't think there's an expectation for me to stream. So I don't really feel the pressure to stream, but I'll stream when I want to. And I have a lot of fun when I do.
I do another Yoohoo stream.
Oh, we should do a Yoohoo stream. That was
That looked miserable.
It was. I think I drank 9 Yoohoos.
You made yourself throw up, nope. Right? No, damn.
I kept them all.
That's crazy.
I kept 9 Yoohoos.
That's crazy.
I let 9 Yoohoos snake their way through my entire body. Like 9 Yoohoos absorbed into my cells and through my intestines and delivered into my blood.
Your body got nutrients from
it. Yeah, I got a lot of nutrients, man. Hold on, how much sugar is in a Yoohoo? Like just one Yoohoo.
Yoohoo.
It's chocolate beverage. How much sugar is in a Yoohoo? Let's see. Okay. 19 grams. So basically 19 times 9. No. Yeah, so that was 171 grams of sugar. So what else is in there? I got some vitamins. Yoohoo does have some good vitamins in it, man. Like
that's what it's from. I was like, is there another drink called like Yahoo? And then I'm like, oh, that's from like a Hey Arnold episode where like they were drinking this new chocolate drink or something.
Called Yahoo?
Yeah.
I love when like things slightly change things to get away with it. Dude, okay, one Yahoo has 5% of my daily intake of potassium.
So you got 5 days worth of nutrients all in one day?
No, it has 5% of my daily intake that I need. So 9 Yahoos.
Oh, okay, so 45%.
Yeah, so almost half my daily potassium. And each one has 7% of my daily carbs. Ooh. You know, so 7 times 9.
49?
Sure. I don't fucking know how to do. The school system failed me, dude. I can't do I never have to do math anymore.
Oops, I'm wrong.
That's 7 times 7 is 49.
Yeah, 63.
Okay. Yahoo makers sued for $5 million for false advertising.
Who?
Yahoo makers. Yeah, there's an article from 2010. Yeah, but it tastes great. A Brooklyn man is suing the makers of Yahoo chocolate flavored drink for $5 million, claiming they falsely advertise it as good for you when it actually contains unhealthy ingredients, according to the federal lawsuit.
Who thinks that a chocolate beverage is good for you?
I thought that I was going to get all my nutrients by drinking Yahoo. God damn it.
These people know they're not actually upset about it. I mean,
no, they're just suing to sue a company and try to get money. That's all.
Yeah. Or it's like, how could you don't advertise this to kids telling them that it'll make them healthy. They need to be drinking their apple juice, their sugary
their apple orange juice and apple juice. Orange juice is literally like acid and sugar. Oh, he said, here we go. Timothy Dahl, 35, is looking to take the suit nationwide as a class action suit. Damn, dude, I would have loved to join in on this. Charging that the beverage, once touted by Yogi Berra as the drink of champions, actually contains dangerous, unhealthy, non-nutritious, partially hydrogenated oil, court papers say. Dude, some fucking judge just like, this is my day today. I guess I have to just deal with this.
I'm looking up Yogi Bear. Wait, Yogi Bear or
Berra? Berra. I don't know what that.
But Yogi,
dude, Dr. Pepper owns Yahoo. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group. That's the name of the company.
Will be brought to you by Camel, America's best light cigarette.
I'm up here in the press box watching a great ball player. It's New York Yankee catcher Yogi Berra.
Okay, so it's a baseball player really named Yogi Berra.
Three times. We'll talk to Yogi in a minute. One question I've always wanted to ask you.
Yogi Berra?
You talk to the batters a lot, Yogi. What do you say to them?
Try to help them, Jim.
Help them? The guys you want to beat?
Where's the Yoo-hoo? Is this... Hold up.
Vitamins, proteins, not every day, gym, road work.
What do you eat to keep yourself going?
I always eat Puss in Boots. Fish flavor or meat flavor? And your Puss in Boots is a complete diet. Vitamins, proteins.
He eats Puss in Boots?
I can't tell if it's like supposed to be like the cat saying it. Or if like it's like that guy eats the Puss in Boots cat food in a can. They really did that advertisement poorly where it looked like the guy's the one that eats the fucking Puss in Boots cat food.
Who knows more about cats than Puss in Boots?
That's true, man. Who does know more than more about cats?
He loves you.
Yahoo's just for kids. Yahoo's for anyone who likes a delicious chocolate drink made with nourishing low-fat milk. Get Yahoo from Iroquois Brands.
Okay. So. Yahoo, the lawyers for Yahoo came out and were like, this is a trivial lawsuit. Yahoo is absolutely a safe and fun treat for anyone who enjoys.
I love it. That's why I do it so much when I say that. It's so fun. But like, I love when companies describe their product as fun. Like it's a fun new drink.
It's a fun drink, man. You're going to have fun when you drink it. When you're drinking Yahoo, you're going to have a good time. I don't care if you're at your mother's funeral. If there's Yahoo there, you're going to have a good time. You're going to crack it open and fucking... Yeah, but yeah, you,
I have so much fun using this product.
When I use Yahoo,
that's like one of my favorite.
Every time I'm using the product Yahoo, I'm having a great time. I'm not gonna lie, like I do like Yahoo. I enjoy Yahoo.
I don't think maybe I would now.
I just realized they sell it in the same exact same bottles as Snapple.
I just remember it being too watery when I had it one time. I was like, this is so watery.
Well, it's because you're expecting chocolate milk.
Yeah.
But it's a chocolate drink.
But like, why is it?
It's a chocolate beverage.
You
it's
expect
not chocolate
it to
milk.
Be like thick or something, but it's like very, it is still thick. But
yeah,
it's still watery.
Is Yahoo thicker than water? The age old debate.
Hey bro, Yahoo's thicker than water.
Nope. They're the exact same. Did they ever find out if blood's thicker than water?
Blood.
Blood?
Because it's plasma.
Yeah, and it's like water that has stuff in it. Dude, blood's crazy. Every time I cut myself and I like look at the blood, I'm like, holy shit, that's like just a bunch of like cells.
But that's what it looks like visually, all close together.
Yeah. Blood's pretty. Like the shade of red. I'm not in like a weird psycho way. Okay. I think it's pretty liquid.
Blood's so pretty on you.
And baby, you look good in blood. That shirt would look good with some blood on it.
That'd be crazy. Hey.
It's a corpse song.
Baby, you look good in blood. Let's go back. You know the creek, the one with all the rocks?
This guy's definitely wearing a Jack Skellington shirt.
We should go and sit next to that.
Maybe we could go to the Hot Topic in the mall. I can get my parents to drive us.
Who?
You're 33.
Yeah.
I get my parents to drive us. Dressed up in like a Jack Skellington t-shirt is too small for him.
Okay, we're here, baby. Listen to the stream.
So, is this your new girlfriend, Jonathan?
Shh. We're having a moment. Please leave us. Was that you? Oops, no, that was me, actually. Sorry. Gotcha.
Dude, I want to know how many dudes have farted on a first date by accident. And just like, they had...
Tell us your funny fart stories in the comments section below.
Dude, you know out there, though, there's been a date where like, they click perfectly. Like, it's so good. And they're like about to score. It's about to like home run. And he accidentally farts in front of the girl and just completely just, she's out of it. No. And then like...
For people who have such a... big connection with someone, would a fart really put them off?
Okay, I'm done. Here's another ad read.
No.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bro, you're laying them on thick. How was your poop like hot lava today, or was it a nice like?
We were talking the other night.
Well, you didn't answer my question about your poop.
No, it was just regular.
Is it solid?
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
We were talking the other night while editing about like how some of our humor is just so immature and crass and gross. And we're like, it's like farting into the microphone and fucking like showing like our streams of piss. It's like, we got to remember that it's probably like 90% of the people that would watch the video were like, oh, Jesus.
Like, so these really are just 30-year-olds acting like high schoolers.
Yeah. Essentially. It's like, wow. Okay. That's their job is farting into their cell phone.
I have realized like when we go out to like this most recent vlog, we like did it up a bit and we're having to like, you know, cut, you know, kind of hold back some of that.
We're trying to not be because, you know, the boys love it. The boys think it's great, but girls, not so much. And
the ladies,
maybe some fellas might not like it too, if they're weird, but you know, we're trying to keep it more, less potty humor. I said immediately after like farting on the podcast.
Three times? So you counted.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I never, I
they
actually
were your farts.
Counted since I've been born.
You've never forgotten a fart.
No, I've been counting up.
You can't forget a good fart.
That was 61,249.
I'm sometimes a menace.
Dennis?
Dennis the Menace. I just go out in public and if like, someone's kind of like in my way to get around them. And if I have to put a little effort in getting around them, I'll just go like as I'm passing.
Wait, the sound or like an actual?
Just the sound.
Oh, okay. I do that too. Like you got me into doing that. And then now I'll do it for my own entertainment. Like I'll pass a dude in Target real close. Like, yeah. Because like no one's going to be like, hey, what was that? Like no one's going to go out of their way. Because I'll be like, well, I didn't hear anything. And also it's just.
Yeah, I like doing it to like a group of friends where it's like. And then you can sometimes like
look
sometimes,
around.
Yeah.
Hey, who was that? Come on. What are we fucking in fourth grade? Jesus Christ, guys.
Yeah,
it's such a fun
fucking 30-year-old man with a man bun actually. He came by and just made a fart noise at us.
security's gonna come up to you one day. I'm like, sir, you need to come with me. At like a mall, it's like, what? And it's like, we have reports of you.
Consistent reporting of you.
Walking by women and making them feel uncomfortable by making a farting noise in their ear. Like you're making women uncomfortable over and over, but like.
No, I'm just the true test officer. I'm saying I'm trying to find the perfect woman.
Well, she'll do it back. That one day you're going to hear. And then it's like you're deep love.
Well, our eyes will link. See, that's the test. If I ever hear someone do that again, that's how I know that it's a true connection.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people ask us how to do that sound. And
oh, it's so hard, you know.
It kind of is. It kind of is. Because most people, you have to like do it a lot to figure out like just the right amount of pressure on the lips. It's not as hard as
whistling. I can't even whistle.
I don't. It just sounds like wind outside of the house. I don't whistle the correct way. I can't whistle the way most people.
But you used to whistle.
Yeah, so it sounds a little like
raspy.
Yeah,
you can't get that clean whistle.
No, most people like. I don't know. I can't do it. We got to go to whistle camp
so everyone can whistle.
Yeah,
but some people, can they be born better with the shapes of their mouths?
Yeah, of course.
Their tongues and shit. Yeah,
definitely.
Like people with big sloppy tongues are probably good at kissing. Not kissing.
You have a big sloppy tongue.
Yeah, I do.
Dude, has anyone ever told you you're a bad kisser?
No.
So, well, they have for me.
Have they?
Actually, one of the first times I made out.
I think they just accept the fact that they look at me and go, he's going to be a bad kisser. And like, you take one look at me and you know.
Well, they look at me and they're like, he's going to be a fucking god in the sack.
And then you're not. And they're, yeah. So what happened this one time?
Well, it was one of the first times it was one of the first times I made out with someone and she stopped like 2 minutes in. She was like, you're really bad at kissing. And I was like, oh, sorry, I'm kind of new. And then she's like, I was using too much lip.
Well, kissing's yeah, baby. Weird. Kissing's weird, dude.
Dude, like if you're a new kisser and
it's such
a pro
weird
kissers,
form of improv. It make your mouths touch,
and then
your tongue sometimes.
But make them touch in a way that's rhythmically not awkward.
Yeah.
So,
I know the first few kisses I ever had, I know I was just an awful kisser.
I remember the first one I had with one of my first girlfriends. I smashed my teeth into her braces, and that's the only time we kissed. Actually, that was it.
I love
people like on reality TV when they make out, they open their mouth so much. It's like
they want to get so much tongue. The dude's so horny. He's I want to put my fucking tongue down her throat.
I don't think I've ever kissed with how they do in movies and shit. It's like, how do you even do that?
where their mouths like
so open
to two times the
like
size.
Cartoon ass, like
in movies. Yeah.
Also, I fucking hate the sound of kissing. Like. In a mic, like on TV or in a movie, when it's like silent, it's like people making out. Like when I watch The Bachelorette, they have their mics on, and then like when they start kissing, it'll just be like, and I'm just like, oh, I fucking hate that sound. Like a soft, tender kiss.
Come here, baby. Is that why when I kiss you on the head, you cringe?
Yeah. Well, it's also because, well, yes, whenever you place a tender kiss on my neck as a prank, good prank, but it really it makes like the hairs on my arm stand up, not in like a horny way, but it's like an auto reflex. I'm like, ooh, and it gives
but
me
I'm
the,
always, I, that always
a shiver down my
that
spine.
That makes
and
me
takes,
feel bad because you should be excited that your friend Ryan's about.
It literally takes my breath away when you Ryan.
Sends shivers of butterflies down my spine.
It also, I get giddy like a schoolboy, but it also, it's the facial hair. Because when you give me a kiss on the neck, I feel your facial hair. And it reminds me of when I used to kiss my dad on the lips as a child, and I would feel his facial hair, and I really fucking hated it.
When's the last time you kissed your dad on the lips? When's the last time y'all's lips have touched?
Well, last time I went home. No, honestly, I was probably four, maybe. Or five.
In fourth grade, fifth grade?
You're not in fifth grade.
No, I know that. Okay. I was just fucking
around. No, yeah, like probably like 4 or 5. Because I actually only have one specific memory of kissing my dad on the lips, and it was before bed.
You have a specific memory?
Because I remember how much I hated the feeling of facial hair.
So when he was leaning in, you were like. So I think that's like, so you as a kid, when he was leaning in for that kiss.
Well, I wanted to kiss my dad on the lips. I was a youngin'. You know, I was a little boy. Like that's not, you don't understand.
So
that
you went in for it. You just like. You held your lips out.
Now even just talking about it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Talking about kissing my dad on the lips?
People make fun of fucking, what's his name for doing it? Sportsman?
Yeah. Oh, yes. why can't I remember his name either?
Football boy?
Al Sharpton.
No, not Al Sharpton.
No, what's his name? Why am I Tom Clancy. Why am I suddenly
Tom
forgetting
Clancy.
This?
Tom something. Tim, no. It, not
it's
Tim
Tom.
Tebow.
It's
Tom. Arnold?
Tim, no, not what? Okay, wait. What's his name?
Hey, Jackson.
He kisses his son.
Jackson.
Why can't any of us remember this? Me, Kane did a video.
Fuck.
Tim Brady. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Yes, yeah, Tom Brady.
That's it.
So I mean, everyone gives him flack for doing it, but you and your dad were doing the same thing.
Yeah, but also his kids are much older, and when he kisses them on the lips, it's not like a little like peck, like I love you, son. It's like a. Where's my kiss? Which he says. And there's a documentary or some shit where he's laying down on a massage table.
Yeah,
and his son's
that.
Leaving the room. He's like, hey.
And he Spider-Mans that shit.
He's like, hey, where's my kiss? Where's my kiss? And then the kid comes back and...
gives him a big old kiss.
That's so... I remember for a video that...
kid's going to get bullied. Probably already does.
Well, I mean, his dad's not. Tom Brady, so maybe not.
I don't know. When his dad's going to be old, it's going to be like...
We actually knew a guy that was Tom Brady's cousin. Do you remember him?
Yeah, and he said Tom Brady would kiss him, too.
Yeah, kisses everyone in the family. We really did know Tom Brady's cousin. It was just like a random fact he dropped one day, and we had no idea that they were cousins. No. And he proved it. He proved it to us. He showed us pictures and everything. But yeah, anyway, I'm going to use the little boys' room, if that's okay.
Okay.
And I think we can wrap it up here.
Okay, sounds good.
Does that sound good to you?
Okay, well, if everyone, go subscribe to our Patreon and watch our videos.
We have a Discord now, Patreon Discord.
Yeah, fun.
We'll pop in every now and then, say hey, talk about some stuff. You know, it's going to be lots of fun. Come on. You'll talk with all the other epic megheads.
There's a bunch of different, like, little
channels
that you can... really be precise in your interests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, bye.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.